This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The search for possible survivors of a condo building collapse in the U.S. state of Florida is back on Monday morning. Crews were given the all clear not long after the 12-story high-rise located in Surfside, Florida, near Miami, came tumbling down around 10:30 p.m. Sunday. The rescuers' goal was to make their way into parts of an underground garage of particular interest in this search for 121 people still unaccounted for. The first portion of the Champlain Towers South building collapsed on June 24th. So far, the bodies of 24 people have been recovered. Rescue workers in Japan are searching for survivors after mud, tree, and rocks ripped through a seaside resort town on Saturday. The landslide killed at least four people, according to the Associated Press. An official says 80 people are still unaccounted for. Authorities plan to release their names, hoping that perhaps some were away when the disaster struck, since many of the apartments and houses in Atami are second homes or vacation rentals. Officials say 25 people have been rescued. The disaster is an added trial as authorities prepare for the Tokyo Olympics, due to start in less than 3 weeks, while Japan is still in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Tropical storm Elsa is sweeping along Cuba's southern coast. Forecasters expect it to make landfall on the island's central shore by mid-afternoon Monday. Cuban officials evacuated 180,000 people as a precaution against the possibility of heavy flooding from a storm that already battered several Caribbean islands, killing at least three people. Elsa is forecast to cross over Cuba by Monday night and then head for Florida, where a state of emergency has been declared. This is VOA.